That night, with the death of John the Dig still fresh in my mind, the vision of Miss Winter's face, bereft, still dominating my memory, I pulled on my coat and gloves. "Come on, then," I said to Shadow. He followed me downstairs and outdoors, and we took the path along the side of the house. Keeping the house wall always on my left meant squeezing behind an ever-widening thicket of densely grown mature shrubs. Their gnarled stems caught my ankles. I had to wrap my scarf around my face to avoid being scratched. The cat accompanied me so far, then stopped, overwhelmed by the thickness of the undergrowth. I kept going, and I found what I was looking for. A window, almost overgrown with ivy, and with such a denseness of evergreen leaf between it and the garden that the glimmer of light escaping from it would never be noticed. Directly inside the window, Miss Winter's sister sat at a table. Opposite her was Judith. She was spooning mouthfuls of soup between the invalid's raw, patched lips. I took note of the spoon. Silver, with an elongated A in the form of a stylized angel ornamenting the handle. I had seen a spoon like that before. A. Angel, Angelfield. Emmeline had a spoon like that, and so did Aurelius.